AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Hey. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leaving with just to lift your spirits, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Hey, this is comedian Flame Monroe, and welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn. I am your host, and along with my beautiful co-host, the one and only icon, Miss Bobby Clifford. Hiya, Toots.
Hiya, Toots.
We are here this week to give you what we have. This is a grand week because this is Thanksgiving week, which we will touch on later in the show. Thanksgiving means so many different things to so many different people and for so many different reasons. And we'll talk about that later. But right now, we're going to start off with this. So thank you. On Saturday, I was in Oakland, California with Tiffany Haddish, Saturday the 18th, and Lil Rel for the Best Friends Tour. Thank you at the world-famous What was the name of the theater we were at? I can't remember. It was fantastic, though. It was so nice. It's a historic theater. Good God, my mind just went blank, and I haven't even had nothing.
It's a menopause moment. Anyway, a menopause moment.
It was definitely a men or pause, because I'm pausing these men. It was so wonderful, and it was a great show. Oakland was so wonderful and great. Thank you. And then Sunday, I did the Diva Simply Singing, which is Shirley Ralph's, the longest running AIDS and HIV awareness AIDS benefit in the country. This was her 33rd year. I went. It was a grand affair. She hosted and costume changed 5 or 6 times. Oh my God! So many phenomenal entertainers was on this show. Jordan Sparks won American Idol season 6, was there. She was fantastic. Amber Riley just murdered the show. Anthony Hamilton. Shirley Ralph did her thing. To open the show was Laverne Cox. And we're still waiting on her to open the show. I ain't going to say nothing bad about it, but I damn sure ain't going to say nothing good. Good God. She sang operetta, German opera.
Why?
She started trying to be soprano. She started trying to be soprano, but mid-song, she went full Barry White. I think she went 2 octaves lower than Barry White. And it's up on my YouTube and my Instagram page if y'all want to go get y'all a good old snicker, because it was a good snicker for me. I sat next to a beautiful woman. A beautiful white woman. She's a TV actress. I'm not going to mention her name, but when I tell you she is my new role dog, because me and her sat next to each other, and we were like the 2 old me and Muppets. We were really, oh my God, we had the best time. Niecy Nash Betts' wife, Jessica Betts, did a fantastic job. It was a great show. Grand event. It raises money for health awareness and all of that. So I was glad to go. And this is Thanksgiving week. Bobby Clipper, how are you? How was your week?
Woohoo! Well, I'm breaking in the elastic waist pants. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for the big day like an athlete. I am doing my stretches, and I'm getting ready for the turkey. Okay. Things have been okay. Kind of getting ready for the holidays, cleaning up the yard, putting away lawn stuff. You know, it's cold here. I know you have beauty 12 months out of the year, but we don't have that here in Boston. It gets a little nippy.
I'm not going to be able to deal with the cold, especially in Boston, because that's the white people cold. There's a different kind. See, there's black people cold, and then there's white people cold.
Oh, I know.
White people don't get cold until it gets Arctic.
Yeah. It's funny. It's coming in. We've had this super unseasonable, we've talked about this before, weather this year. And then all of a sudden, it was like 68 on Friday. And then we went down to like 30-something Sunday. And let me tell you, when it goes that quickly, it hits different. It's like, I feel like my grandmother, my blood didn't get a chance to thicken, or you know, she'd say these most ridiculous things. But now that I'm probably pushing the same age she was when she said them, I get it. It's cold.
Where are we going, Bobby? What's happening in the world?
Wow.
What are we doing?
Did you hear Jimmy Kimmel is going to host the 2024 Academy Awards?
I heard they will just not give me my job. I don't know why they keep bypassing me to give that job to everybody but me, Bobby Clifford. But I think he's going to do a great job. Jimmy Kimmel's a good
host. He's terrific, and I think he's breaking him in for you. You know what I would love to see? I'd love to see you and Jimmy Kimmel. I think there would be a lot of...
Oh, I can do that.
I think that would be a great back and forth.
Wait a minute. Did you say and Jimmy Kimmel or in Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
Did you know that Boston accent you said?
You.
I was going to be like, oh, well, he's really not my type, no, but you know.
The two of you hosting together. Look at, I'm turning red. People can't even see. No, I think that would be great because I'd love to see the back and forth between the two. I think that'd be terrific. But he has historically, I think he's done a really good job in the past. Takes a certain person, as you know, to be a really good host, to keep people engaged.
Yeah.
And he kind of plays off of people and circumstances. I mean, they obviously have a script when they go in, but he can ad lib, you know, very well as well. So I thought I could be his
trans Guillermo.
There you go. Oh my God. You might have to paint a mustache on you, but you absolutely could, you know, and we'd have to dig a hole for you too. Cause I think that Guillermo is about 5'5" and that's about it. Also, did you see the huge marketing, stunt that Snoop Dogg did? He said he was giving up smoke. I think the whole world went crazy. But that wasn't it. It's a solo stove fire pit, the Snoop Dogg edition, for $350, sold at hardware stores near you. Get them for Christmas.
I thought that the branding of that was fantastic. I love the way they did that in one day, and it really made it look like he was giving up smoking, but he said he was giving up smoke, so he just didn't want to have the smoke in his clothes. I thought that was great, and our producer, Aaron Howard, pointed out a very valid point before we started taping the show to say that he must have really had that money in the bag already, because that was great strategic. That was great strategy. That was fantastic.
And everybody was on the edge of their seat. I mean, at first I believed it for a nanosecond, but I went to the negative because, you know, I'm Boston Irish, so you got to go to the negative. I'm going, oh, he's sick. Something happened, and then I went, he's not giving up weed. He's going to do edibles instead, so he doesn't have the smoke in his clothes. But I never went to a solo stove fire pit. That never was in my... It even on my horizon. So I thought that was dynamite. I love clever people. I wish I was clever. I'd have a bazillion dollars, right? But I'm not clever. Oh, look, they're coming to pick you up, Flame.
Not my big ass on the motorcycle. Weebles wobble and they don't fall down, but my fat ass will fall off.
Did you know that Monday was Transgender Day of Remembrance?
I didn't know that. And I just want to remember two very important people in the trans fight. One is Sylvia. What's Sylvia's last name? I want to say Guerrero. She was on the front line fighting way back with what's her name? Who threw the first brick? Good God, Bobby, help me right now. My mind went somewhere else.
Throw a brick.
Her name. She threw the brick at Stonewall. Oh God, my mind is somewhere else. I can't think of it. If you call her name, as soon as you say it, it's on the tip of my tongue. But it's been a long day to remember things. But I get a lot of backlash from being part of a community that sometimes don't believe that I am with them. But I am with my trans sisters and brothers, especially the ones that have common sense. Yeah, I'm not with the ones that do not have common sense.
God bless her. Is it Marsha P. Johnson? Excuse me.
Marsha P. Johnson, that's her name. Thank you, Bobby. Marsha P. Johnson, who was the face and the godmother of the Stonewall movement, because she was the first one to throw a brick to get it started so that we would have the rights. And it's always usually a trans woman or a trans person to really stand up and stand strong, or very strong in his constitution, gay man like Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk, may he rest in peace, fought very hard for gay rights and equality and woo woo woo, and which I think is what we should be focused more on is the equality, more so than the this and that. I do think that we all should be able to live as Americans peacefully and happily. So to all my trans brothers and sisters, yes, it is Transgender's Day. Remember, I think 34 trans women have been killed this year. I've seen a statistic so far through violent crime. So I wish that we can fix that and get rid of that, and we can come together as a community. But we'll see. We'll see what the future holds. That's what we have to vote our present so that we can make changes in our future. So, okay, Bobby, where are we going next?
So, speaking of staying on the sort of the same tack, the Supreme Court is not going to allow Florida to enforce the law targeting drag shows. So this is a real, talk about throwing a brick, this is a real kick in the shins for Ron DeSantis, since this is one of the...
Good, because he should have never made that. That has nothing to do with... Ron DeSantis has been a thorn in Florida's side for quite some time. It's starting with fighting Disney over some stuff, because Disney is the biggest moneymaker of Florida. And then he comes with the don't say gay and don't say drag shows. But I'm a drag performer, Bobby. I did drag shows for 30 years successfully. Drag shows never hurt anybody. Drag shows has never stopped anybody. In fact, I've had women and men come up to me and say, oh my God, I was in a bad place, but that song made me feel something, the way you perform that song. And that's not just my story as a drag performer. That is so many drag entertainers' stories, that they touch somebody in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I hate that they've tried to shine a negative light on it, but I'm glad that Florida gave him their ass to kiss and turn their back on him. He ain't gonna be the governor of Florida next to him.
Well, and I never understood that. The way that I look at it, it's all entertainment, right? If I don't want to see something, don't go see it. If you've got a problem, then Ron DeSantis obviously is not going to be in watching one of your drag shows. So that's not a problem. Don't buy a ticket. But why are you going to stop other people from A, making money? And for me, what if I enjoy them? That's a type of entertainment that I enjoy. I don't get it. So anyway, the Supreme Court said, no, it's not happening. So So on we move. So I know in immigration, Trump was down by the border, you know, spouting his, you know, his rhetoric of how he's going to stop it and blah, blah, blah. I am going to say to you that here in Boston, we're in an asylum city. Say that 10 times fast. And right now, because we are so full flame, we are literally using our state's transportation building to house migrant families in the conference rooms and empty office spaces. You know, somebody left and their office is empty, and we're putting people in there for emergency shelter. So I'm hoping Congress, and I'm hoping everybody's paying attention and they're voting in, you know, giving us some solutions instead of everybody pointing out the problem, which is what we talk about all the time. You know, Abbott is still poking at Biden. He's furious that his wiring was taken off to keep people out and all that jazz. But anyway.
Well, with the immigrant, it's bad everywhere, and it's bad in almost every city. And I was just in Oakland, and I saw so many homeless camps and woo-woo-woo. So they're just going to be contributing to that. What I do not understand is they have all of these closed facilities, all of these old warehouses and government buildings. Allow those people to clean those places up and give them some place to live. The winter is coming, and the winter don't care whether you're homeless or
isn't,
in a house. It's cold. It's
now
terrible.
The only thing I could think of, but you can reallocate the funds, is a lot of these buildings are probably not safe, right? They might have lead paint. The pipes might be blah, blah, blah. You know, everything that we get caught for. But if all of these cities are getting some sort of money, can you take those monies and instead of, I don't know, trying to put people in hotels, can you fix up the buildings instead? You know, like, I don't know, figure out another way to reallocate those monies, because that's not a bad idea. You know, and having buildings that aren't empty, especially in downtrodden areas, you know, which breed nothing but miscontent or whatever you want to say. I think having people and families living in them, that's not necessarily a bad idea. See, that's a solution. Whether we use it or not, you're bringing something to the table instead of just pointing and going, I don't like something.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm late. Very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Speaking of rejects, the Supreme Court is rejecting an appeal on Derek Chauvin, the killer of George Floyd. So he didn't feel that he got a fair trial. And the Supreme Court said, you're staying in jail. And he's not getting up. It's not getting overturned. We're not overturning his conviction.
Very good to hear. Very good to hear. I think what they should do is put a video camera in his room, and they should just every day, all day long, on repeat, they should show him with the same look that he had on his face while he had his knee on George Floyd's neck and looked into the camera as if to say, "You can't do anything to me." Reminds him of every day for the rest of his natural life, they should remind him of exactly how he looked and how he dealt with that. So that's how I
mean, he's got quite the sentence, right? It's 22 and a half years in prison, and then it's 10 years and 8 months to 15 years for, you know, he's got like two different crimes going, and they're going to be served back to back. So the one thing that is good that is still being upheld, at least in New York, is that we still have bans on police chokeholds that, you know, went through the Court of Appeals in New York, and they're still not allowed under any circumstances to use any type of chokehold. It's not a modified, it's not a this or a that. We're just not having it. So I'm sort of happy to see that. We need police reform. These guys need to be given other tools. We've talked about this before. I really believe that we need to have a social worker that's always on. And the police, and many of the police, I mean, I have several friends that are policemen, they have degrees. So take some social work degree people, and put them out there. They'll be better able to deal with some of the tricky situations like this one. Something I'm not so happy to talk about: mass shootings. So we're currently at, for 2024, 611. Just moments before you and I, came on, probably an hour and a half, there was a shooting in Chicago in the Pullman neighborhood.
In Walmart.
Yep. In Walmart. Three shot, one critically. The perpetrator got them while they were loading groceries in their car, and got away. There also was one in Dayton, Ohio. Where four people were injured.
20 years old. He was 20 years old.
Something about Walmart. Maybe they're not liking the sales. I don't know.
Funny.
Not really, but
and it's too soon. Yeah. Not I know. But here's the problem. 20 years old. I got two 20-year-olds here that go through the ups and downs. But I'm trying to figure out, Bobby, in 20 years, what could have you so... Well, I can't even say that because we got teen shooters, but I hate that. And I hate that, Bobby. It's the holiday season, and my issue is always that it's a copycat effect. We all are victims of going to the grocery store, going to Walmart, going shopping for the holidays, just, you know, and frivolously, without thinking about, you know, looking over our shoulder, looking back, because it's the holiday season. You want people thinking that people are in a great spirit. But people are in a bad state of mind, Bobby, and people are just angry and frustrated. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. I probably never will. But prayers to everybody involved. Prayers to the victims and their families. I'm not praying for the. I'm not wasting my prayers on the perpetrators. I can't waste my prayers on that.
Well, I can't even.
And yeah. I do believe that you can wait. I believe that you can waste prayers. I do believe that you can waste prayers. I'm not wasting my prayers.
It's just crazy. I mean, we have another. You were just saying being angry. In Colorado, there was a shooting where three people were killed. A woman that was critically injured. They got the guy, and turns out it's over property lines blame. Like bullshit. You're going to kill people over property lines? And this is the part that really gets me. You can't be too smart because you don't think they're going to catch you, especially when you've been brought to court and you've been, the police have been called over these property lines. You don't think you're the first place these people are going to go? Ugh.
Your tree, Bobby, your tree is growing over on my side of the wall, yeah. The fence. Ridiculous stuff like that. Yeah. Something as minute as that. Cut the damn bushes, then.
Just cut the tree. Like I can't even. It's absolutely ridiculous. Something else that just happened, and I don't have a lot of detail. We don't, but we're mentioning this. We're kind of just glossing over the war in Israel, but the cabinet in Israel has agreed to whatever. We don't have the detail on it. Whatever the negotiation is for the release of prisoners. The only thing that I do know that was thrown out was that Hamas was looking for every one prisoner that they would, or one hostage, they wanted three Palestinian prisoners released. I don't know if they actually came to that. And, you know, a lot of these Palestinian prisoners were put in put into jail in Israel without any trial or whatnot. I don't know. They might have some sort of reason to believe that they're Hamas, but I'm happy to see that maybe, or hope that maybe some of these people will be home for the holidays. Some of these innocent people that were, again, just living their life, not being, I won't even say frivolous, just nonchalantly living their life, walking down the street, minding their business, just like the people in the Walmart parking lot, putting their groceries in. Hopefully they'll be home soon. Fingers and toes crossed.
It's very scary, Bobby. Very, very crazy. Okay, let's go. Let's get to something else.
All right, so we're moving on.
Is hard.
Yes,
I
it
hate
is.
That this country is, wait, I hate that this country is going in that direction. And it just, you know what it is, Bobby? It's, oh, another one. I hate that we like that. We are like that. It's, oh, another yeah. one. It's so mad to us. It's like nothing to us. Good God. It's a different time, though. Okay, let's go somewhere else.
It is a different time. So just two quick things on Trump. A Colorado judge ruled that the former Trump did engage in the insurrection, but rejected an attempt to remove him from the state ballot in 2024, finding that the 14th Amendment insurrectionist ban doesn't apply to presidents. So my guess is this is probably going to go to, because a lot of states want to remove him this way, this is probably going to end up going to the Supreme Court, but I bet that they're going to tap dance and say they're putting it back to the states. But that will be interesting. He also, his gag order has been I don't know if lifted is the right.
Lifted. Yeah.
So he can somehow talk about the staff of
the trial,
of Jack Smith's staff. I don't know how he's not supposed to be mean, but I don't know. Everything that comes out of his mouth is mean. So that's it on Trump. I don't want to talk about
it. The gag order was lifted so that he can still take control of the narrative of why he's in court. That's all that is.
Ridiculous.
Because that's what he does. He goes to the court of public opinion, and he directs this train, and they follow this. They stand in line. The worse he does, the more popular he gets.
Which is crazy. That is the country that we live in. I just can't believe that we are going to have another Biden-Trump matchup. You know, and I hope Biden, I mean, he's polling, and I'm hoping the people that they're polling are just, they're not great. They're not an actual representation of what the country is, because I can't believe that people are doing worse than what Trump did. And he's had two wars to battle, the COVID. He's had a lot on his plate, let me tell you. But what he also sat on his plate is birthday cake, because he turned 81 this week. Woohoo!
He did turn 81. And speaking of Trump and all the foolishness, he the way that he is really controlling it, Bobby, with what it looks like to be a cult. It's just his followers and his people who believe in what he. It is so disparaging, and so now we back to the Trump, and like you said, we back down to a Trump Biden race, but. I don't believe the poll numbers because Biden is doing the job. The polls can be shaky. The polls can be messy, but it is very scary to think that this man might get 4 years on a revenge kick because he's not on to
take care
of America.
That's all he wants to do.
He is on to pay back.
Yes, he wants to change. Yeah, he wants to put federal government, because that's under his control, in charge more. He wants to put the military, in taking people out more. You know, like if you do something he doesn't like, they can take you and put you right in prison. He's looking for immigrants to be like whisked up, don't even have their papers checked and thrown into their country. He's coming out right out and saying it. He's telling us all exactly what he wants to do. So people have to pay attention. Did you see that President Biden pardoned Liberty and Bell, the two turkeys? So they're not gonna wind up on anybody's plate for Thanksgiving. That's kind of nice.
I'll just say this. If I was another turkey, I would be feeling some kind of way because you know how many turkeys are going to get eaten on Thanksgiving and what makes us special.
And they let them all walk around the Rose Garden and everything. They were walking the walk from the quarters right into where the president goes into his office. I was killing myself. Walking the whole way. I'm like, I don't know who's cleaning up after
Here's
them.
The killer. Here's the killer, Bobby. They might have survived Thanksgiving, but will they make it through Christmas?
They might be number one in line, right? So, awful. We got a little bit more information from Joe Biden and the Chinese President Xi. President Biden seems very encouraged. He says we're back to direct, open communication. They're back to open comms with the military because that shut down. If you remember when Nancy Pelosi went to visit Taiwan, they shut all our military comms down. So that's sort of good. They're going to crack down on fentanyl trafficking, and they're both going to work together for rapid AI developments and kind of just, package those up and put guidelines and bumpers on those. So that said, I thought, Secretary Blinken's eyes were going to pop out of his head after they just had this whole big meeting and Joe calls Xi a dictator, which isn't not true.
Yeah, that is so crazy.
Oh, it came out of his mouth. You could just know. I mean, I love Joe, but it has nothing to do with his age. He just has gaffes. And he was very open about when people were saying, well, do you trust the Chinese? And he said, yeah, we got to verify, you trust, but you have to verify everything. And I thought he's just being open. He's being transparent. He's letting them know he's not going to,
Well, and that's what they're saying, Bobby, that he's not doing his job, because what he's still doing, again, is mending fences. He's fixing the cracks in the fences that the last administration left in there. We have to repair our foreign allies. We have to repair those relationships because we need eyes outside of America to protect America.
But it's the truth. And I think President, but he's an older guy. And what I mean by that is, so he's not like this big virile, 6'6" guy that kind of is scary by his stature. He has to kind of come out and say what he's thinking. Trust is going to be about us, us having a back and forth communication and us verifying the information. I'm not going to just trust you carte blanche. That's what could get us into trouble here. So, she thought that, there is the world is big enough for two superpowers. And, that was sort of, encouraging to hear that he wasn't thinking one should be over the other. So let's see what happens, and let's hope that President Biden can kind of keep the work going and keep the gaffes to a minimum. Bless his little heart. I mean, he's better than the other.
And his foreign policy, is what got him in the office. Mm-hmm. I believe that because he has more experience than anybody else. So for that reason and that reason alone, even though I do need him doing a few more things in America, that is why I'm rolling with him.
He knows where the bodies are buried. He remembers. You know, he's got like a diary and he remembers where it all is. So, you know, when somebody tries to tap dance and say, this isn't what happened the last time, he can say, yes, it did on February 2nd, 1962. And he remembers because he lived it.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
November 22nd is the 60th anniversary of JFK being killed. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
My mother always talks
about that. My mother and my grandmother used to talk about how sad of a day that was, not just for America, but the black community. Mm. The black community absolutely loved JFK. They did.
And they loved them. And Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy was so great. They really believed in civil rights. I mean, the whole family, they're an incredible, incredible family. I just love Maria Shriver. Her mother Eunice started a Special Olympics, which was so important for people who have special needs, like my sister. You know, the Kennedy family had special needs and you brought them right out into the public. They brought that daughter out. So they're an incredible family. And speaking of politicians, great women, Rosalind Carter died at 96.
Yeah. 96. That was a long life. The Bible says you're guaranteed 70 if you live right. Mm-hmm. Anything after that is a blessing. So she had 26 years of blessing. She was married to Jimmy Carter for 77 years.
Can you imagine? She,
wow.
She, that is something I was joking with you, like the Kardashians can't even stay married for 77 days, never mind 77 years. But that is pretty impressive. And she, the town that she was born in is the town that she died in, Plains, Georgia. So they just lived a simple life of service. She was 50 when she got in 1977. During her time in the White House, I mean, she was an impressive lady. She was somebody that spoke about things people didn't want to speak about. She spoke about mental health and the importance of mental health and parity for mental health and physical illness. So you who has cancer should not be treated any differently or have less respect than somebody who has depression or bipolar disease. That was unheard of. It was a novel idea at the time. Yeah. She was a champion for caregivers, which is something else that I have experienced. I just had not passed from Alzheimer's. And nobody thinks about the caregivers of the family. You know, she said there were multiple types of people who need it, people who are going through it right now, and people who are doing it, the caregiving, and how that was really important. And, you know, she was a huge champion for that. They have the longest marriage, and she was an activist. She was big for women's rights and women getting equal pay. It's something that Carter was not, even to this day, was not able to get passed, but she was on the board. She was just an incredible woman. And so was he, because he put her out in the forefront. She did this tour of different countries. She was the main speaker. There wasn't a secretary. It was her.
But Bobby, you said she was an incredible woman, but so was he. He was definitely not a woman.
No, he was incredible. No, sorry.
I know what you mean.
Yes. No, he.
No, I know that was the way you said
well,
it.
Well, in 1977, to say it's okay for my wife to go and speak for the country. And she did. And she did so beautifully. Like Nancy Pelosi had wonderful things. She was the first woman to serve as a speaker of the House of Representatives, praised her as an indispensable, competent advisor to the president and a pioneer on the world stage. She made high stake diplomatic mission to Latin America. That's what I was just talking about. And Michelle Obama said she was groundbreaking with the stigma facing those who struggle with mental illness. So God bless her. Hopefully she's at peace. And let's see how long, as you have said, her husband, because he's 99. Let's see how long he lasts without his wife. Yeah. And he was aware.
And I was not saying that to say that I wish any ill will on Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
For quite some time. But usually when people are married for a substantial amount of their lives, when one partner goes, the other one goes. And people always say, well, they don't want to be without their husband. It's so much more than a husband and a wife at that point. They are
partners.
One.
Yeah.
They are really one. Yeah, yeah, they are one. Their heart is conjoined, like a Siamese twin. So, it's usually, I don't want to be in this world without my person who I've been with. 77 years is more than some people live their whole entire lives.
Right?
That was fantastic. And to be married, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't.
So I hope.
Their kids are almost your mom's age. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're, because they had a child, like, within a year.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to think that they were still inactive. I hate to see them lose, because Alzheimer's is an awful way to die. But they were just incredible people. One of my favorite quotes of Jimmy Carter is when he was trying to describe what America is and where he sees it going forward. And the quote is something like, we become not a melting pot, but a beautiful mosaic, different people, different beliefs, different yearnings, different dreams, all coming together as one. And I thought, isn't that beautiful?
Let me just say this. Yeah, that is beautiful, Bobby. But let me just say this. I seen some pictures of Jimmy Carter when he was 19 in the military, when 21 when she married him. Jimmy Carter was the looker now. Let me just say, when he was young and he had some black people lips, I'm like, oh, he kissed Rosalind's whole face with them lips. He was a handsome young man.
They were, and she was beautiful. She had these dainty features. They were a gorgeous couple. I saw a wedding photo or something that they had. And I said, oh my God, they were lookers. I have no idea what their kids looked like. Oh my God, Amy was Amy. Oh, what a shame. is that that was their daughter.
Well, they always
Amy?
Say, because people always say, what happened to them? They got old. I'm like, that's what happens. You get old. That is the objective of living. Is
oh, my
get old.
God. Yeah. I mean, should we all be blessed? I think that is. But these are two people, whether you liked him as a president, if you didn't like him as a president, he got stuck with that whole Iran-Contra thing, which just soured everybody. They lived their life of service. They Habitat for Humanity. They didn't stop. I mean, she was testifying before a Senate special committee in 2011. So, you know, she was in her 80s. For caregivers, for caregiver rights, for more help for caregivers. They were a special couple. And spoke completely highly about each other. So God bless Rosalynn Carter.
Oh, and speaking of caregivers, Bobby, this is Caregivers Month. This is Caregivers Awareness Month. So if you're caregiver, you're taking care of a family member, like Bobby takes care of her sister, if you're taking care of your mom or someone, thank you.
Too.
Thank you for your service, because it is the most selfless and probably one of the hardest things to do is to take care of a loved one or family member. Because so much that comes
hard.
With so much, and mostly you need a lot of patience. In the words of the late Dorothy Zbornak, Shady Pines, Ma, Shady Pines, because Miss Valerie, you know I ain't doing it.
Oh my God, it's so hard, Flame. You try. I was funny. I sent my sister a picture today. They had something on Instagram, and because I go into these sites, and they said that if you are with a loved one, with a parent, chances are they will live much longer when you're contacting them all the day. So I said, and they're both an older woman and a younger woman smiling at each other. And I sent it to my sister Colleen and I said, oh my God, mom's going to live forever if that's the truth. I said, but that said, these two people are smiling at each other and we usually have our hands around each other's throat. So maybe that'll shave off a few years.
And with the caregiving, it's a great time to go into Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thanksgiving has many, many meanings to many different people. I know y'all going back to the old, what it all started from with the indigenous people in Columbus. I'm not even going to all that. As an American, the way I grew up, Thanksgiving was always a time to get with family, play cards, have dinner, talk about loved ones. Your grandmother and your auntie would always slip you a 20 or envelope with a $10 bill, and it just, you know, for getting good grades. It was stuff like that, but mostly it was about the sense of family and friends and the food. If the food was the glue that kept us all together, everybody cooked, and it was always one person usually in our home that cooked. My grandmother did all the cooking, but then she taught my aunties to cook, but people would bring other stuff, a potluck. I know that we have a lot of sadness in the world right now, especially in America. We have a lot of hurt, a lot of angry people. We survived this pandemic and we're still surviving the aftermath of the pandemic. But I want you guys to find a happy medium to put your bad feelings away just for that day. Push it to the side. I don't like this person. I don't want to speak to this person. Push it to the side, because I'm telling you, with the way that the world is going and the way that it is looking, how bleak the world is looking, next Thanksgiving might look very different. We might not be this comfortable. We might be in a World War III or
God
in a situation
forbid.
Where we can't have a turkey dinner or whatever. So embrace it, take it in, push it to the side. And I know people have done horrendous things to other people. I'm the first one to say, I'm not talking to so-and-so. But on this day, or just on Thanksgiving, just let's just remember to give thanks and be grateful, because I'm telling you, we don't know what Thanksgiving is going to look like 2024, and we might not be able to afford a turkey. They already $30 or $45 for a pound. They're going to be $200 a pound come next year.
It's the truth. In our family, it was always feasting, football, and floats, because Terry loved those, loved Macy's Day Parade, which started in 1924. But I am very thankful this year to be alive and to be healthy. I've had a lot of death in my family over this year, and you never know. It can be young. It can be old. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my friends and my family. I'm thankful to you, Flame, for this opportunity to do the podcast. I have had so much fun doing it. It keeps me engaged. I love it. So I want to thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Bobby Clifford. I'm thankful for you, because you have been the one host that I have had that has really cared about this podcast. And I just want to say that publicly.
Aww.
And that means a lot to me. It was never about the money with you. It was really, really, really about the importance of the show. So that's why I'm grateful to iHeart and Black Effect Network for 3 seasons of Laugh and Learn. Thank you to our producer, Aaron Howard. But I'm grateful for my children, my family. I'm grateful that I got a home that I live in. It's not my home that I own, but I'm renting it and I'm comfortable here. And whatever God got planned and in store for me, I'm here to take it all, because I'm telling you, I know that some of my statements can be a little controversial to some people, but I am who I am, and what I am needs no excuses. I build my own deck, sometimes the ace and sometimes the deuces.
You just speak your own truth, and that's so what I love about you. It's not, you're not putting it, you're speaking from your experience. You're not embellishing. You're not speaking out of turn. People have to appreciate, and that's what I love about you.
Well, enjoy your Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great holiday this week. And listen, Black Friday, they say Friday going to be Black Friday for all the sales. By the way, it's black in my house every day, not just Friday. And I'm not looking for no Black Friday sales. But I appreciate you guys rolling with me and Bobby Clifford for all the time that we have. We have had a great time with Laugh and Learn. We'll see what season 4, if we have a season 4, what that comes to. But I am here for it, and I could not do this without my girl, Miss Toots, Miss I can't. Without Bobby Clifford, because here at Laugh and Learn, we have the same message and the same motto that will never change. We are never trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind. Because why, Bobby? Because
a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Gobble, gobble.
And please remember to use your mind. Critical thinking is not a conspiracy. Critical thinking is what God afforded you to have your own way of thinking, your own heart, your own spirit, your own way of doing the things that you see are right. Beat your own drum. Somebody else may not dance to your beat, but you're not going to dance to theirs either. Beat your drum and dance to the beat that you hear. I dance to my own beat. Sometimes it's off, sometimes it's on, but it's still my beat because I own it. Just like Bobby owns her beat. You need to own your beat. Own your beat. Because I own, man. That's going to be the name of this episode. Own your beat.
What do you have coming up in December?
Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving dinner. I got some more tour dates with Tiffany in December. Oh, the pageant. December the 10th, Queen and King Pageantry System, which will be held in New Orleans at the Civic Center. Get your tickets on at thecentercivic.com for New Orleans, or go to Queen and King Pageantry System's page. We're going to have a fantastic time. 13-gallon changes. I'm doing down the row, so I'm going to talk plenty of it. And I'm going to talk plenty of it because that's what y'all paying for. So come get it. Come have a great time. Thank you so much, my Bobby Clifford. Thank you, Mr. Aaron Howard. Flamettes and people out there listening to us at Laugh and Learn, hey, this was a soft week, but we're waiting for something big to happen. Trust me. Trust me. Outside of all these airlines and all this travel this week, something is definitely going to happen. You stay on your toes, keep your head on a swivel in the words of T.T. Jen, and we will see you next week for Laugh and Learn. Peace. Peace, Bobby C.
Bye.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flamin' Rowe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.